This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We just had the closing ceremonies where they awarded all the checks. You can find out the information on millionairechess.com. I have with me Grandmaster Emilio Cordoba, who actually was one of the winners in the open section, and he's actually from the country of Peru. So, Grandmaster Cordoba, how was the tournament for you? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed the tournament. I was an unexpected result because I never expected to be in the fourth place. But when I enter in the Blitz, I hope to be maybe enter to the final, fight into the second place. But okay, I play very bad. I have triple day today. But okay, it was a very good experience. I think Darius was a very deserved winner, because he played very strong in the normal games, and okay, he deserved to win this champion, I think.
How did you hear about the Millionaire Chess Open?
By a friend. I heard about this tournament, but okay, it's very expensive to come here, so for me it's my first time. I hope not be the just the only one, but okay. I think this kind of tournaments is very hard to find in all this world, because you know, for chess, try to find some money is very hard.
So you're from the country of Peru, and Peru has had some success. And of course you have Julio Granda Zuniga, who is a very strong player, who was not at the Olympiad, but still Peru did very well. What's the trend in Peru? It seems like the chess is strengthening, getting very strong.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how I can say it, because I cannot believe we can stay in the 10th place without Granda, because Granda is always a best player in all the history of the chess for us. But I think we have a very young team, but we are very united, and when we play, we support each other. But I think sometimes we have some lucky, because in the pairings we don't have Granda, so Granda, with him writing, maybe he can, you know, have some different pairings. But in this moment, chess in Peru is okay. It's not a very good sport. It's more like a just
hobby
game. Just, I don't know how I can say it. Like a queen checkmate and something like that. It's like domino playing cards.
Well, you have, there are two very young players, brother and sister, Jorge and Daisy, Corey. Are they very popular in terms of promoting chess in Peru?
Oh, okay. In Peru, chess is not so popular, but okay, the people know about them, because they won very important tournaments. Because in Peru, we don't have a big deals about other sports. We don't, so many times we don't win anything, nothing. So when we won something, it's a big deal. They promoting something like that chess, but okay, we need to be more like a team to be support chess in our country, because I think in our country we have people don't think, just try to enjoy, just try to make something for fun, but they don't think. So this is I will try to change this kind of mind of our people.
So you back in Peru, you're a full-time chess player, or you're working, or?
Okay, in this moment I just a full chess player, because I love chess, be a chess player. I just recently married with my wife, Wendy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think this was my kind of bliss, because after I get married, finally I can win a Continental Chess Championship, and then my ranking is up. So this by my bless, I think I have some lucky. In this moment I live in Peru. I just trying to play chess, but maybe in this year or next year I just try to training like a professional chess player. By this moment I just try to improve my chess, but not like a chess professional, because I think I don't be a chess professional yet. I will try it, but maybe next year I will be a chess professional.
So this is your first trip to the US?
No, I come here when I was 13 years, when I was a master FIDE master, I mean. And then I went an international master, but after... Take care, man. So when I be a grandmaster, that was my first time in this moment, yeah.
So you like the Millionaire Chess Tournament? How was your experience here in Atlantic City?
Yeah, it was so nice, but I think USA is very expensive. It's
very
not
expensive.
For me. Yeah. In Latin America, it's very cheap, you know, but the USA is a different world, totally. It's a very nice tournament because, you know, the whole room is very nice, the players very strong. This like a tournament you can play it, but it's very expensive to play this kind of tournament because it's very hard. You know, from people from Latin America, it's very hard. Maybe from Europe, it's normal, but for us, it's very hard to play in this kind of tournament.
Well, that's all the questions I have, and I kind of wish you success in the future. And well, hopefully you'll find the resources to come back to America and maybe play in the World Open or some other tournament. We'd love to have you here.
Yeah, we try to play the World Open. Actually, my first tournament in USA was the World Open in Philadelphia. Yeah, when I have 13 years. I will come back the next year, I think. But okay, maybe I will be more prepared. I will be more professional chess player.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And safe travels back to Peru.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
This is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.